Welcome to the Creating Crosses into Crowns podcast. I'm your host, Gabriel Davies. We're here to learn about things that will influence your second life, but not only your second life, your first life, to live the best life possible. So sit back, relax, grab your seatbelt, and let's go. Amen. Blessings to you all, my friends. What is good? It's your boy, Gabriel B. And it is time for another podcast. Yeah. I think we got the second week of January. I didn't do one last week because of the holiday. And this week, we back at it. At it again. Time and time again. And this week, I want to talk about kind of what I've been talking about on my blog a lot this week. And on my blog, and a couple of other places. And that's escapism in SL. So escapism is when you use a virtual reality or video game to escape regular life. Okay? That's what escapism is. The definition, Google. Definition of escapism. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm guilty of using Second Life as an escape hatch for real life. It's to escape real life. Sometimes I get on SL and, you know, I start doing stuff and I don't even be wanting to do, like, RL stuff. Like, real talk? Like, keeping it, like, 100? Like, there's times I get on SL and just be like, I do not even want to, like, RL at all. Even, like, sometimes SL stuff. Like, so, right now, I am doing, you know, video for, my, whatchamacallit, my, I'm doing the, what we call it, podcast. But part of me, even right now, doing like podcast stuff, you know, part of you just don't really wanting podcast stuff, like, or sometimes, like, as a blogger on Second Life, social media is me. There are times where I don't even really be wanting to do, like, social media. And these are, like, bread and butter things, like, that if I don't do, that my business is not going to win. And so, a lot of times, I know that a lot of us, we have various different reasons why we are major into the escapism, using SL as an escape hatch. You know, for me, I have a plethora of health issues. It is what it is. Plethora. Plethora of health issues. Plethora of health issues that I have to, you know, I have to deal with. And I hate having health issues. Health issues suck, and sometimes I wake up, and I'm not feeling good, and when I'm legit not feeling good, and I know I can't do anything in real life regardless, like, anyways, I don't view me being on SL as escapism at that juncture, for those types of things. I don't view SL as, but when I have real life things I should be doing. And there's been times where, like, I've had work I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I know I ain't the only one that has played hooky on some work. I mean, can we keep it 1,000? I'm not the only one to play hooky on work or school or schoolwork or whatever. No, I'm not the only one. Stall me out. Don't even sit there and act like I'm the only one. Sometimes we get to that point where we are just where we're not thinking how we should. Our brains are not wired on straight. We're not doing the tasks that we should. And that is where Second Life can become dangerous. Because sometimes Second Life, for some of us, becomes more real than our first life. Because our Second Life is better. I mean, in some ways. I mean, only in Second Life am I like Diddy. I have businesses, I'm mobile. I have, you know, mansions and yachts and islands and limousines and helicopters and planes. And you know, I look like new money. I look like I'm tens, you know, a 10. Appearance-wise, I don't feel that way in real life. But you know what? Find that in the name of Jesus, because God made me the way that He wants me to be. And as my daddy in heaven, I am a 10. But, you know, sometimes we make Second Life or video games more real to us than a real life. And that's a dangerous position. Because I'm going to keep it 100 with you. When we do that, we run the risk of getting lost in these games. I know people, and I'm not going to drop no names, because if I did, some of y'all be like, whoa. And I'm not gonna. But I know people. Like, legit, real talk. Who are on disability. So, not balling at all. Not balling, okay? We talking about broke folks. Talking about some folks that, you know, struggling. You know, struggling with them greenbacks. Ain't got it like that. Hey, y'all know some folks. And I know folks that are struggling that legit spend they whole check. I think they pay, like, their basic bills. Like, probably their rent. They're electric. Maybe. Maybe. But then, that's it. Like, seriously. And then they go and they load all of the money on the Second Life. And they don't go out in real life. You know? They don't go out. They don't, you know, have fun. They don't see relatives. They don't travel. They don't have real life experiences. You know, and that's sad. It shouldn't be that way. Like, it should not be that way. I know some folks. Like, I'm just being honest. No, folks. That is their whole life. Period. That's their whole life. They don't have a life. They have no life. No desire Have a life. No desire. No desire to have a life. Alone. I know folks like that. And you can't get that way. I want to encourage you guys. Second life is amazing. Okay? I'm not sitting there. I'm not a hater. You're not going to hear me. Oh, Second Life sucks. You should get off Second Life. Blah, 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 blah. Because guess what? I'm on Second Life right now. So, your boy ain't a hypocrite. That's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Nope. Never. I'm not going to do that. But, I am going to say, have some balance. Please. And there's one thing that I could beg y'all to find in all of this. Have balance. What do you mean by that? Balance. Have balance. Have some balance. What I mean by that? Don't spend your whole check on some Second Life. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Because then you're just going to be broke, busted, and disgusted. And you're going to be wondering how you gonna make it. Don't do it. Second thing that I want to encourage y'all to do, my friends, take time off. Please. I'm begging you. Take time off of Second Life. What do I mean by that? Go to a park. Take a walk. Go see a movie. Call a friend. Do something other than Second Life. Please. I beg you. Please. Have some balance. Because there's a great big world out there. And I'm afraid of what is coming in the future. Because as we see, technology is just getting better and better and better. And with the advent of stuff like Sansar, and we see how lit, like, Sansar is. How it's pretty much Second Life, but it's virtual reality. My fear is one day we're just going to become a bunch of people just hooked up to machines. And some people might be like, what's wrong with that? Gabe, what's wrong with that? Gabriel? You know, I'm not saying necessarily, you know, you have to do what is right for you in your life. But our Heavenly Father, and this is, you know, and I'll be getting off my soapbox in a second with my religion. Our Heavenly Father has made us to enjoy life. He's made life for us to enjoy. Life to be enjoyed by us. And we should. Real talk, we should enjoy life. But I find that a lot of us that are playing these games, we're not enjoying life. We're not taking time to really enjoy life. Yesterday, I went to a birthday party. And I had such a good time. It was my mom's birthday party. And it was lit. Lit. I mean, we had everybody and the whole family was there. Everybody boogaloo, shaking their tail feather. You know, the music was bumping. You know, I had some fried chicken. Negro food. Some deviled eggs, fried chicken. Potato salad. Turkey wraps. I mean, we had all kinds of stuff. It was lit. It was fire. And it was a good time. And it helped me to see, like, disconnecting from being connected to a game. Because I'm connected to Second Life a lot. Like, a lot of us on Second Life. I have business, I blog. I do a lot on Second Life. I'm connected to Second Life a lot. But it showed me that I need to take time to be disconnected sometimes. I know if I need to be disconnected sometimes, and I have a wife, and I go to church, and I do things, and I actually have a life and things I could do in life, I know that there's some that I know that are worse off than me that are just in a really bad situation. And I'm really afraid of people, like, ending their lives, taking their lives, and all those kind of different things because of, something going wrong with Second Life. I had a good friend, tight friend, broke up with her bae and almost killed herself in real life off of her character in Second Life. Sometimes we don't really see how we need to make sure that our virtual life is not bleeding over to our real life and our real life is not. It's good to have balance, it's good to have distinctions. Anyways, God bless. See you guys next Saturday. Another podcast. It's your boy, Gabriel D, and I'm out.